Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So some of my friends say, dude, you're a head case. And you know what? They're not too far off. I can be. But I want to talk about a different kind of case. Now, a head case is something that a psychologist would study, maybe. But I want to talk about a case study for your business and why it's important to make a case with a case study. Now, what's a case study? Well, a case study often gets confused with a white paper. And a white paper is something that provides benefits and rationale for the implementation of a proposed solution. Yeah, I didn't write that. But a case study actually gives examples for how a solution has fixed a problem. And I constantly talk about, what is your solution to your client's problem? That should be the story that you tell. And that's what a case study does. It's a story. It's not a press release, and it shouldn't be advertising. And more importantly, it shouldn't be about you. It should be about the client that you worked with and how you helped them. Now, not every case study is going to allow you to use the company name, but you can generalize it in a way, and I did that in the case study that I'll present to you, that kind of gives the sense of what their problem was, what the solution is, and what the results were. So when we look at a case study, it's like a story. Maybe you've heard of something called the hero's journey. The hero's journey is kind of the cornerstone of every movie that's ever been out there. You could think of Star Wars or Rocky or something like that, where somebody has a normal life and then all of a sudden they're faced with a challenge. And then that challenge ends up finding a mentor, and the mentor helps them kind of grow through this challenge. And then they're faced with that, you know, the big fight scene where they overcome the big obstacle, and then their life changes, and they invent a new normal. And as grandiose as that sounds, that's basically what a case study is. Somebody has a normal world, but they face a problem. And you, as the service provider, become the mentor. But the story is really about the person who has the challenge and how they overcome it. So that problem, solutions, results is the formula that I use in the case studies that I create. Now, in the case study I'm doing, it actually started out with a graphic. And in my book, The Bacon System, I talk about the marketing trifecta. And the marketing trifecta is, first, you have a killer website, and then you have analytics, and then you create some content. And that content should drive traffic back to the website, and then the analytics is used to measure the effectiveness of it. Now, there's some sideline things to that. And the sideline things are, you have to get the content out there. So how do you do that? Well, you distribute it via email and social media. Both of those drive traffic back to the website, and you measure the effectiveness of those with the analytics. So is the content good? Is the social media good? And how is it all working together as a system? So what I did is I broke down each one of those pieces and broke it into a problem, solution, and results. So the website, what was the problem with the website? What was the solution to those problems? And what were the final results? And the same went with analytics, and then it went on to the content marketing. And then I talked about the email and the social media and how all of that worked into a system. But in this graphic, I also dug into LinkedIn because The biggest problem with a B2B company is they wanted to generate more sales. It's one thing to get somebody back to your website, but is it actually converting people into having conversations about purchasing? So there, I actually broke it off into two additional pieces, and that was relationship building. And that was through training their salespeople how to set up and use LinkedIn the right way. And then also using that content inside of LinkedIn to generate conversations. So that is the case study in its entirety. So even though this is a big ecosystem, I can still break it down by step one. What was the problem with the website? What was the solution to the problem? And what was the results? And then we built into the analytics and went through the same thing. Problem, solution, results. Content marketing, problem, solution, results. And people could follow along just like they would in a movie or a hero's journey. And by the time it was done, there's a summary of everything that came out of it. What was the end result of taking this entire system and making it work? Now, yours may not be that complex. It could be more complex. But the key thing I want you to try to remember is to keep it simple. Make it readable, make it enjoyable, and most importantly, make it about the client and the solution, and not about you. That's one of the hardest things to do. But what you have to do during this case study is you have to add some things to really give it that over-the-top edge. So you need to use data, and you need to use charts and stats. You want to make them real and realistic. You don't want to overblow it. Because again, statistics can be set up to benefit the statistician. You can use any numbers that you want, but you want to use realistic numbers that make sense. The next thing that you want to do is use graphics. I started out with that graphic and then I took pieces of it and interjected it throughout the entire case study and kind of blended it all together into a cohesive package. The other thing that you want to do is you want to generate hope. You want to make somebody feel empathy for the client, but also the hope that they could learn something from this and they could maybe implement it as well. The bottom line is you want the reader to feel akin to the success. You don't want to make them feel like a failure by not using you, but you also want to encourage them to have a conversation with you. That's the whole point. So here's some things that you definitely should not do. Number one, don't bash any of the past players. Number two, don't exaggerate your numbers. Make it real. And number three, try to make it entertaining and keep it short. So in the case of a case study, it is truly a story and a journey. What was the challenge that they faced at the beginning? What did they have to overcome? How did your mentoring or your services get them to that point of satisfaction? And what changed in their business? What was the end result? How did it change the way that they were able to do business? Ultimately, if you're in the B2B world, you're hoping that the client is going to have continued success. And in the end, what you want people to do is tell others, you've got to read this case study. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you found it useful. And if you did, you can get the case study by going to baconpodcast.com/case study, where you can download it and see how I did it. I hope it inspires you, but if you have any questions, send them to me at askbrian@b2b-im.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.